Every week, an Australian woman is murdered by her current or former partner. And Australian police are at the forefront of that crisis, responding to incidents of domestic violence every 2 minutes. But this week, a Queensland police officer was stood down from duty after being accused of leaking the address of a domestic violence complainant to her former partner. Senior Constable Neil Punchard will face court next month after being charged with 9 counts of computer hacking. The senior constable allegedly accessed a confidential police database to look up the woman's details, then allegedly passed them on to her former partner, who was subject to an ongoing domestic violence order. The woman, whose identity has been suppressed, but we'll refer to here as Julie, reported the incident to Queensland Police 2 years ago after allegedly discovering text messages on a phone she owned. I'm speaking here with Julie and Renee Eaves, a social justice advocate who's been supporting her.
Good morning, Hamish. Thanks for having us.
Hi, Hamish. Thank you.
Julie, these charges come 2 years after you allegedly found these text messages on your phone. How do you feel? Do you feel vindicated?
Look, I almost feel a really good sense of relief. I mean, it's been 2 years and finally we get to the day where Neil Punchard has finally been charged.
What has it been like for the last 2 years, knowing that this man is still serving in the Queensland Police Force?
It's absolutely shocking. I mean, what he's done, the text messages between Neil Punchard and the violent offender were so vulgar and abhorrent, some of them couldn't even be published. The malicious intent was very clear. I'm clearly and was and still am living in fear. So for a police officer who's meant to serve and protect me, a member of the community, to then go and aid and enable a violent perpetrator, it was absolutely sickening what my family and I have gone through.
We don't often hear directly from survivors of domestic violence, certainly not this level of domestic violence. And in fact, we're protecting your identity. What is driving you to talk about this publicly?
Well, I really want to help as many women and innocent children and innocent families as I can out there, because this is just what I've become to realise, a common culture within the QPS, and it needs to change. They are not taking domestic violence seriously and they need to start to, and it needs to happen now because too many innocent women and children are dying.
Renee, I know you're very familiar with this case and you've been working on this for some years. How significant is it, do you think, that Neil Punchard has been stood down from the Queensland Police Service, that these charges have been laid?
For me, Hamish, it's a step in the right direction. However, I think people need to be educated on what being stood down means. It doesn't mean that he is no longer a police officer. It does not mean that he's no longer being paid. It simply means he goes in and he's stood down from operational duties. And because this victim's allegations were substantiated years ago, I think he should have been stood down at the moment those allegations were substantiated, because his behaviour is completely unbecoming of what we expect of a Queensland police officer.
Julie, can you take us back to the moment you found those text messages?
I can. I was in a state of shock. I felt violently, physically and emotionally ill to read these horrific text messages, and the way it made me feel was that there was just no protection. It added another layer of abuse to my situation. I felt like I had nowhere to go. I didn't know where to go, who to turn to, because the very people that were meant to serve and protect me were obviously aiding and enabling a violent perpetrator.
Can you share with us what it is that you had been through prior to that?
Look, the violence during the marriage was horrific. It was just constant violence, and it was the most traumatic thing I've ever been through in my life. And I guess the abuse was very physical, it was emotional, it was financial. There was a very, very controlling situation, and I just felt like that I just couldn't escape. It's not as easy as some people might say to just get up and leave, especially when there are children involved. I wish I could have gone back and helped myself, or had someone say to me, this is what you need to do to rescue your family. You know, I really am very lucky to have gotten out of that situation alive.
I have spoken to you about this before, and I know that your fear was that if you tried to leave and were caught, the implications would be terrible.
Yes, well, the offender had held a knife to my stomach, threatened to kill me on several occasions, and, you know, he tried to strangle me. It was so horrible, Hamish. And that's where a lot of the danger is when a perpetrator or a violent offender finds out that you're going to leave, that's when they make their move to murder you, to kill you.
You had taken some very significant steps in your life. You had found a new home. You had found a degree of peace when you discovered these text messages. What were the implications of those text messages for you and your family?
Well, I no longer felt like I had some kind of small safety net. We needed to move. We needed to move immediately because the stalking started immediately. I started receiving mail at that address. I started seeing the offender's car. We were being followed. So we had to move immediately and take all steps to update our safety plan and needed to find somewhere else to live. And that was a very, you know, stressful, again, traumatic and expensive thing to do, to uproot a family where we finally thought there was some stability.
So you had to move. What was the response from the Queensland Police Service?
The response for me at the time was very disappointing. They minimised my allegations against the officer. As you know, they were substantiated. And I just feel, and I just really, from my point of understanding as to how my complaint was filed, they should have acted immediately. Neil Punchard should have been sacked and charged on the spot when my complaint was filed.
What do you make of the way, Renee, that Julie's case has been handled by the Queensland Police Service?
I recall when she was being interviewed by the Ethical Standards Command, when she made the complaint about this officer, and she was absolutely beside herself after that interview, because the way she felt she was treated throughout that process was as if she was being questioned. It was almost as if she wasn't believed. And it's also important to note that she went to the Crime and Corruption Commission with this. And since she took her evidence to the Crime and Corruption Commission, and since this officer has been charged, absolutely nothing's changed in the way of evidence. So why did the Crime and Corruption Commission flick it off to the Queensland Police Service, who substantiated it some time later and thought that dropping a pay point was sufficient, to now, some 2 years later, it's evolved into criminal charges because the evidence certainly hasn't changed?
Is it clear to you what has prompted this right now to occur?
What I believe has prompted it right now is an accumulation of people power. It's been the front page of the paper. It has been on numerous news stories. I have met with the Shadow Police Minister. Julie and I have met with both DV ministers. I have spoken to White Ribbon extensively on my view about the standard that they should accept from their ambassadors. Now, current police commissioner is an ambassador for White Ribbon. I know there has been a lot of good people that are all absolutely disgusted by this situation, and perhaps it was just an accumulative effect.
Julie, as you say, you were forced to move home because of what happened. You have been seeking compensation from Queensland Police over the alleged breach of privacy and the cost implications, but that is being challenged. Can you just explain the situation that you're now in?
So I feel that I shouldn't be going through this process. Why are the Queensland Police Service or their insurance company fighting me in regards to compensation? Why are they refusing to just settle this matter? Why didn't they come to me and say, we don't want to put you through any more stress or abuse? It's just added another layer to the abuse that I've had to suffer.
So they are fighting against your claim of compensation. How much are you actually requesting?
The full amount, which is $100,000, which, let me tell you, does not recoup any of my costs or the stress and the anxiety in which my family and I have had to endure.
The Queensland Premier has fronted anti-domestic violence campaigns. The police commissioner in Queensland regularly attends domestic violence related events, as being pointed out. He's an ambassador for the White Ribbon campaign. How do you feel when you see these public figures saying that they're taking leadership positions on these matters in the context of the experience you are having?
What I'm seeing is attendance at events, but no action taken. You can't attend events and then expect to take no action. Things need to be done. Things need to be actioned. The Premier should have stood up a long time ago and said, enough is enough. If she really stands by the campaigns that she attends and the different events, well, let's do something. It's about time to take domestic violence serious and do something about it.
Julie, Renee, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.
Thanks for having us,
Thank you so much.
That's Julie. And Renee Eaves, a social justice advocate. And we did approach Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk for comment. We were told the Premier will not comment on matters before the courts. Also, Queensland Police told RN Breakfast it takes information privacy very seriously. It says QPS provides significant training to all members on the use and access to confidential information contained on the QPS databases, and that breaches of QPS policy and procedures are subject to a robust internal investigation process. We will post the full statement on our website for you if you're interested in reading it. If you are in an abusive situation or know someone who is, you can call 1-800-RESPECT. That is 1-800-737-732. If it's an emergency, of course, always call 000.